Joining us now here in the studio is Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, one of the organizations that's been instrumental in putting this together. Anna, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but we've got more details now on this event that's going to be tomorrow. So what can people expect?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, it kind of came because tomorrow was the day that we thought Richard Spencer was going to be on UNC's campus, and the campus turned on his app, and there was some thought that he might try to do something somewhere else in town, but that was sort of the genesis of us getting the permit, the NAACP branch. But it's really grown from there to say, hey, you know, this is a great opportunity for the community to come together against hate speech. And so I've been calling it the Tapestry of Chapel Hill, because we're going to start out in the morning at 10 o'clock, and we're going to have some songs of praise, I guess, and we're going to start out. We have some representatives from the Buddhist community. We have a rabbi. Tomorrow's afternoon starts holy days for the Jewish faith,
but in
the morning they're available. They're going to come, and other Christian faiths, and just offer prayers for peace. And so it's a, I think, a great way to start off the event. And so we're hoping other faith leaders are welcome to come and join us. And then some, the mayor will come by, and some other officials will come by and give greetings. And then we have just really a plethora of songs, spoken word. We've got some members from the Kahila Temple are coming. They're going to do some Jewish dances. Well, of course, the Raging Grannies will be there. They don't miss an opportunity. They're such a great group, because, you know, a lot of their stuff is original. They make it for the occasion. So I can't wait to see what lyrics they're going to put together for tomorrow. And then we have couple spoken word artists who are well known in the area, Soteria Sefferson, and also a high school student called Afro Cat from Durham is going to come in the afternoon. He's really unique, and he's really an artist. He does spoken word, does a little dance. We're not quite sure what he'll bring us tomorrow, but we know it'll be exciting. The another thing that's a little bit different is the Triangle meditation group is going to come and lead a meditation in the afternoon. And then this is a real treat. I'm personally excited that Maria Clemente, who was a VP candidate in 08, she's out of New York, very well-known activist. She and McKinney.
Are you talking about Cynthia McKinney?
McKinney. They were the first and only all women of color ticket in 08 on the Green Party. She ran as the vice presidential candidate on that ticket. And then we have Fasil Khan, who's part of the Islamic community on campus. Some folks will be there from the Civil Rights Center. Some other officials will probably stop by. And so, and then a special treat, which I have to just say, I know it's going to be energetic. I don't have all the details. The UNC students, really a collaboration of students, the Latino Student Association, the Black students on campus, some of the, I think the LGBT groups on campus are coming together, and they have complete control of the last 2 hours, so from 4 to 6. And that's exciting for me because, you know, there's always, the campus is kind of this little bubble in the middle of town, and we really have not been very successful at collaborating between people on campus, students on campus, and the town. And so this is a hopefully a first step in us doing more of this kind of thing. So they're going to present the last 2 hours, and then if I'm still standing, we'll applaud and call it a
day.
Or not, either way. But, you know, it's a peace, a spirit of peace and harmony, and I think really showing a lot of of us live in our own segments of the community, and we don't get to see a lot of what is in Chapel Hill outside of our own little sphere. So I think this is a great opportunity to just come together and say what we stand for as a community.
And I think one of the really cool things, a couple of really cool things about this, first of all, the fact that you put this together in a really short amount of time. Like, that's an incredible lineup of organizations that are all coming together on this. So all of the people who worked to make this happen, it's just an incredible amount of work. The fact that community leaders are getting involved with organizations, so it's bottom up and top down at the same time, so everyone on every level working together for this. And the fact that, I mean, I know it starts with the prospect of Richard Spencer coming to campus, so it starts from a place of, oh, we need to push back against something bad, but now that we know the bad thing isn't going to happen, let's keep going and just pushing proactively for something good.
Exactly.
Like, it's nice to have just a get together to celebrate peace and love and unity and diversity, and you don't need a reason for it. It's its own reason, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if we're, you know, this isn't the last time that speakers of hate are going to want to come to our community. This is not an isolated case in the world that we live in. And so I think the more we can build a sense of community and say, hey, there's a lot of people in our town that don't support that and are really wanting to work together and collaborate together. So almost the opposite problem in a week's time, because when we came here last week, I had no details on what was going to happen.
You knew that
something was going to happen. But in a week's time, you know, folks have just come forward, and it's going to be a really, really cool day. I'm looking forward to it.
That's
and
awesome.
I hope folks will come out.
And I love just the list of all of the different faith communities and campus organizations and town organizations and Triangle, North Carolina groups that are coming together for this.
Right.
It's really nice to see.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.wordpress.com if you want the website, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. What else do people need to know? Upcoming events? Anything more about tomorrow?
Let's see. I think we are looking forward. It's election time.
Right.
And one thing I will say, we usually meet the first Saturday of the month, and we've got our big North Carolina NAACP meeting in Raleigh the first weekend this year. And so we're holding our branch meeting on September 30th. There's five Saturdays in September. So I'm trying to get that word out that our branch meeting will be on September 30th at the Rena Community Center at 10 a.m. So again, everyone's invited to that. And then once we get to October, it's all about candidate forums. We have three, one for Carrboro Town Council, which will be on October 2nd, one for Chapel Hill Town Council on the 9th of October, and then on the 16th at Town Hall will be the Board of
School Board. Am I moderating two of those?
I think you are.
Yeah, the second one and the 16th.
And, yeah.
That's going to be good.
So get informed, know your candidates, and above all, participate as a voter.
Absolutely. Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.